This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. We are just a few hours from Governor Charlie Baker's final State of the Commonwealth address. You'll be able to hear special coverage, including the speech and expert analysis, right here on WBUR.tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Before that, we thought it would be fun to put together a bingo card of what you might hear tonight and what you might not hear from the governor tonight. Here to help us do that, Joan Vanacke, columnist for the Boston Globe, and Ed Lyons, Massachusetts Republican writer and activist. Joan and Ed, are you ready to play some Commonwealth bingo?
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, great. So listen, listeners, we built this card throughout the day today, 25 squares and a bingo card. Some came from our team. Some came from Joan and Ed. We reached out to some other pundits. You can find the card for tonight at radioboston.org. So, Joan, I'm going to start with you and one of the items from your bingo card that you think for sure we're going to hear the governor talk about tonight.
Well, I think he will definitely talk about his response to COVID. I mean, it's dominated his life for almost 2 years now. And he will mention the high vaccination rate in Massachusetts, because he rarely lets an opportunity go by to not mention that.
Does he have the right to take credit for that, Joan?
Yes. I mean, I think after the rocky rollout, as we've come to call it, the state stepped up and Baker stepped up, and I think he does have a right to take credit for that.
All right, Ed Lyons, what is on your bingo card that you're pretty sure the governor's going to talk about tonight?
I would say keeping schools open. I think this has been a real ideological thing for him, believing that the schools are better off being open. It's been something he's really fought for a couple of years, and I think it's something he cares about and it's something he's had success at.
So he's taken heat from teachers' unions, from some parents. He's felt very strongly about this. What do you expect him to say about it tonight, Ed?
Well, that the data recently released by the Department of Education shows the fact that in-school transmission is very low and that it is working out very well, and that many thousands of days of kids' school have been saved by being strong on this issue.
Joan, do you think that on the list of things he almost certainly will talk about, his using of the National Guard this year for so many different pandemic response purposes, do you think it's likely we're going to hear from him on that?
Well, I didn't have it on my list, but now that you mention it, it sounds like something that would be worth mentioning, because if I recall, he was one of the first governors to do that, and others followed suit. So that showed leadership. And when we at nursing homes and other places, when there were staff shortages and at hospitals, they did play an important role. And it's a nice use of the National Guard.
So, Ed, we also had on the bingo card on our sort of group of things we're pretty sure he's going to talk about, something about the need for bipartisanship, for being in community with each other, for treating each other well in the Commonwealth. Do you think we're right? Do you think that's going to be in the mix? And what do you want to hear from the governor on that?
Well, I hope he makes fun of the legislature for kicking him out so he has to have the speech at the Heinz Convention Center rather than on Beacon Hill, where it should be.
I did not understand that was a move of the legislature to kick him out and make it be at Heinz.
Well, no, I meant the fact that it's close to the public, and I don't think it could have been staged there because they haven't agreed on the rules in which they have to return. So I don't really think it could have been held at the State House. Because there are guests who come there. But anyway, I think he will mention legislation. He's worked very, very well with them over the past several years, that he's really tried to implement the things they want in the best way possible. I think the legislature has passed great stuff on housing and climate. He's got to figure out a way to make these things happen. So I do think he's going to want to lean really hard into his relationship with them and what he can get out of what they've passed.
All right. So, Joan, now, when we were talking to you earlier today, kind of building this bingo card, and again, listeners, you can find it at our website, radioboston.org. Joan, you had some items that you thought basically should be squares on the bingo card, but you don't think anybody's going to use their little red marker on it or stick a coin on that piece of the card. What are one of the topics that you think is on that card and you don't think we're going to hear from the governor about tonight?
Well, not to make light of it, but I wish that we would hear from him about the Holyoke Soldiers Home, but I don't think he will say anything about that tonight. If I'm wrong, I'll be happy to be wrong on that one.
And what do you want to hear from the governor on that?
Well, I'd like to hear more about how he thinks things have changed there and what he's willing to do to change more, if he's going to take up the reforms that the legislature has taken up and I believe the House has acted on. I think we haven't really closed the loop on that. it's far away. It's in Western Massachusetts, and it almost feels a little bit forgotten. And I think it needs more of an end mark from him.
So you're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Dearing here with Ed Lyons and Joan Vanacki. We're previewing Governor Baker's last State of the Commonwealth address tonight, and we thought we'd use a device so we are talking through a bingo card. Ed, your response to Joan that we probably won't hear about the Holyoke Soldiers' Home tonight, but we should. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, he can only talk about so many things. I do hope that reforms have been put in place. I imagine they have, but I think he would rather talk about what he could do in the last year on bigger things. I think he'd want to sort of say, yes, the MBTA is better. The Green Line extension is about to open. I think he'll talk about the MBTA. I don't think he's going to dwell on things where there's not that much he can say about what he'll do in the last year.
So I wonder, Ed, let's just stay on that for a second, because sort of trying to put myself in someone else's shoes, it's your last year, it's your last speech, you are unfettered. Do you think that changes what the governor might be willing to reflect on and talk about? I wonder if he might look back at the last 8 years and bring up some things that normally you wouldn't hear from a person who's got more in their term than the last year or maybe running again.
Yes, I think it'll be more of a victory lap, more mentioning of things that he's proud of. I think there'll be definitely more of that than in previous years because it is the last time. However, he's always framed what he can do is what the legislature wants and what the people want. So I don't really think he's going to be this liberated Charlie Baker saying incredible things, making big campaign promises. He didn't really have campaign promises when he ran for office. I don't really think we're going to see some big, bold thing out of him. I think we'll just see him talk about how great our state politics are.
So politics and policy being front and center, we had on our list, Ed and Joan, of things we think maybe should be on the bingo card, but we're not going to hear likely from the governor tonight, voting rights and the state of voting in Massachusetts, especially as the legislature is still in the process, the House side of our state legislature, in the process of taking up a bill that would restore some of the pandemic voting measures that expired back in December. Joan, reflect on that a little bit. Do you expect to hear anything from the governor, and what would you want to hear?
Well, I'd like to hear him say that he supported what you just outlined. I was going to throw out something a little bit different.
Go for it.
I wonder, I'd like to hear him talk about the state of the Republican Party, not just nationally, but
we
here in
Massachusetts.
We
have that on our list. Go ahead.
where it's so divided. And even though he said it was not the reason why he didn't run, it's hard to imagine that just the nastiness of it all didn't factor in somewhat to his decision.
So, Ed, we've talked with you on this here on the show before a number of times over the last year about the state GOP. Is that something for the governor to address in the governor's role at a State of the Commonwealth? It does affect the state of the Commonwealth. I mean, to think about it from the argument Joan's making.
But not anymore, right? Everything the past year has shown us, the party has no interest in bringing resources to our debates, to being productive, to acknowledging settled issues here. They're not going to be a factor in this governor's race or any other race in the future. I don't like saying that, but I don't think that they're relevant enough for the governor to use his precious time to discuss what's going to happen to them. He has done everything possible to try to make the party viable. He's already called for Jim Lyons to resign. There's nothing left to talk about. It is sad, but it's not a topic, in my view, for the state of the Commonwealth.
And Jim Lyons being the state party chair, and as we often remind people, no relation to you, even though you share the same last name. All right, so the other items from our bingo card that we had on the probably pretty sure this is not going to come up is T's safety record, state troopers, and the potential to run for another office or an endorsement in the gubernatorial race. Fun ones to put on the list. We don't think they're coming. There is this middle group, though, which is, will he, might he, could he, would he? What's on your big question mark, Ed? Something you're wondering if he's going to talk about. You think he might, but you're just not sure.
I'd like him to tell a hokey story. I guess I know that sounds silly, but we're having fun here. And I think he's great at surprising people, like talking about Ted Lasso last year for 30
seconds. That is on the list.
was awesome. So honestly, I think he's such a eat your vegetables guy in terms of government, right? I just want to see him tell something that is hokey and inspiring that you know, people aren't too impressed by, but makes people feel good. We're also worn down by the pandemic. I love to make him have him just lift our spirits a bit.
And I do think it's okay to be a little stressed, playful. We have on the bingo card Netflix or streaming shows, and to explain Ed's reference there, last year during the State of the Commonwealth, the governor made a very specific and detailed reference to the Jason Sudeikis TV show on Apple TV, Ted Lasso, which many people hadn't heard of. And it caused quite the kerfuffle about who is Ted Lasso and why is the governor talking about him. So we did put what is the governor watching on our list of potential. And it is fun to be a little playful. There's so much serious going on. Joan, so what do you think may or may not come up from the governor? You're curious to see what he's going to do with it.
Well, quickly, I mean, I'd love to hear him say that Emily in Paris was his favorite show, but I don't expect it. I'm just kind of wondering, will he cry? And I say that seriously. I mean, he's been known to sort of get emotional and shed a tear or two in certain settings. And this has to be a bittersweet feeling for him. I'm sure that he's come to peace with the decision and he made the decision that he believes is right for himself and his family. But he's been governor for 7 years. He's cast a huge shadow in Massachusetts. Is that the right word? Shadow, big presence. And I think it's going to be emotional. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a little sniffling, but we'll see.
So a couple of others that are on our list of maybe you'll mark your bingo card, maybe you won't. Mandates, mask and vaccine, affordable housing, the transportation climate initiative. The attack on Washington, D.C. on January 6th, we are curious to see if that's a direction he goes. Boston sports teams references. So to finish up here, let's go back to you want him to talk about it. You think he's going to talk about it. He needs to talk about it. And here's what you think we're going to hear. Joan, give us one more.
Oh, okay. We've gone through so many. I mean, I think civility, you mentioned bipartisan results. And I mean, civility has been a big part of what makes Charlie Baker, Charlie Baker. And to me, that does kind of play into what the country needs. And to gently disagree with what Ed said previously, I mean, that's why I think talking about the state of the Republican Party is something that I'd like to hear him address, not because it's a campaign issue or it's anything that affects, I mean, him personally anymore, just because it's what's happening now and the way politics is now is kind of the antithesis of the way he's practiced it. And I really respect the way that he has practiced politics. So I think he would come at it, he comes out of it with a lot of standing. And I would like to hear that from him.
And Ed Lyons, last one from you. It's on your bingo card. You think the governor is going to talk about it and you want to hear him say X.
Well, I'm confident he will speak about housing. It's been the number one issue for a long time. The legislature passed a very aggressive bill to require municipalities to finally change their zoning and add more housing. It's going to be a big battle to come. I'd love to hear his thoughts about how we're going to do that.
All right. And folks, a couple more from our list. Mental health, pandemic relief, town and local government, and small businesses are things that we think we're looking forward to. All right. That is our preview done via bingo card, which you can find on our website at radioboston.org of Governor Baker's last State of the Commonwealth speech tonight, which you can listen to live with analysis here on WBUR at 7 p.m. We've had Joan Vinaki, columnist for the Boston Globe, and Ed Lyons, Massachusetts Republican writer and activist. Joan, thank you.
Nice to be here.
And Ed, thanks to you, too.
Thank you. I'll bring the card tonight.
Excellent.